But anyway, that's how I ended up in a hot air balloon carrying some Ecotec parts over to Mumbai. Overnight delivery, you know?
Tyler, how much did they pay for shipping for that?
Standard shipping, $4.99.
No, you did not. You went over there.
Oh,
God.
What is up, everybody? ZZP Power Hour number 166?
Yep. Question mark?
Hey, all right. And today, we got a special guest. Sitting next to me here is Mr. Brad Keys himself.
Welcome, Brad.
Some call him the Ecotec Parts Panda, but we already know a Parts Panda, so we're going to come up
with
some other
name. He's the LSJ Parts Panda.
Yeah, LSJ. He's
Delta Test.
Maybe he's the Northern Parts Panda.
Yep.
He's the Northern one.
No. Whatever anybody needs, if I'm there, I'm going to grab it.
He's dipped his toe into the godly pool that is the LNF.
Oh, and not just for getting parts, too. I actually got to ride in one when I went and got parts last time.
it does break you because the drivability is totally different.
So nice. Look at his bigger axle.
Uh-huh.
It's huge difference in size.
It's huge difference.
Why did they make the LSJ one so small?
I can tell you the reason for that one real quick.
If the car came with what it should have from the factory, then it probably would have had the bigger axle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Problem, yeah.
So, but still,
and the team developing those cars probably real quick was like...
To be fair, have we ever broken LSJ axle?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I have.
What do you mean? Of course. What?
You bought the Ion and went and broke one immediately.
Oh, it's scary, too, because you think you broke, like,
everything.
Transmission
and
half.
It pulls real hard to whatever direction you broke.
Yeah. But today, we're talking about Ecotecs, because we got some Ecotec people around here.
In Australia, for those of you who don't know, the 3800 is technically an Ecotec.
Yeah.
Like, I get emails all the time, and people are like, hey, I have a 3800 Ecotec. Yeah, they are called Ecotecs over
there.
They're
like, oh, yeah, I got a Holden Commodore with an Ecotec in it.
We're like, what?
And you're like, hold up.
I'm like, excuse me, you got an LNF?
How many cylinders?
Yeah, and then it's some weird facing 3800 has push rods. I'm like, what is this?
It's pretty magical, honestly.
It is.
Only we had
it. Trying to get into over there.
But past that, we're going to fill you guys in on Streetcar Takeover 2024, our favorite event.
Bill.
We love it. Okay. Bill Kish is in the chat. Dan North, Sebastian Wagner, Noah Hammock, Arcane Shadows, Anthony Petrunti.
Anthony's wrong already.
No, he's right.
No, he's wrong.
He's got a really dialed LSJ.
You just did some tuning on it, didn't you?
Yeah, we've done a lot of tuning. But yeah. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. JC says LTG. We're going to have a lot of LTGs out of Streetcar Takeover, but we'll get to that down the road. For the people who don't know, Brad, go ahead, introduce yourself. Who are you? What you do?
What do I do? I am Brad Keys, currently at ZZP. Doing the first podcast. You guys asked for it?
Yep.
Nobody asked for it. What do I do? I dabble in LSJs mainly because that's what I got, but I'm buying more, which is great. Work a regular job, DPW in Freeland, wife, kids, house, cars.
This is
going to build a garage.
The American dream, as some would say.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do all normal
American
people.
Dream has to include some Ecotecs in there.
Oh, yeah.
Especially some Cobalt.
Okay. I couldn't imagine it without it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to talk about it all the time. I constantly try to find parts.
Yeah.
And then buy those parts. Or forget you buy those parts.
Yeah.
Oh, forget you buy the parts.
That gets me all the time. And sometimes.
You are so bad with that. Holy
sometimes
crap.
I know it's somewhere, but I'm like, it's just easier to get another one. I'm like, instead of looking for 2 hours, I'll just get another one.
So for all you don't know, this specifically happened with a tweeter. So Tyler, for like 8 weeks, said, hey, man, I got a tweet up in my attic. I'll get it for you. I'm like, sure, thanks, man. Weeks and weeks and weeks. And Brad's just occasionally, you know, we usually talk, you know, weekly. And he's like, did Tyler ever get you a tweet? I'm like, he says, yeah, man, don't worry about it. We appreciate it.
Yep. All of a sudden, I knew I had one. I knew it.
And what happened?
Brad came through.
I go up into the garage. I go up into the attic. I had 4 door panels and not a single tweeter. So Brad came through.
Brad was like, hey,
I barely came through.
He did. He sold it like the day before or something.
Yeah, because you mentioned that, but we talked about it before, and then I sold those to somebody else who was looking for some. And then coincidentally, I bought some more that were a good price. And then you asked me like a couple days later, I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Hey, I barely do. Excellent.
See, guys, this is why.
But then I bought more. So I know about it.
But so tell us, Brad, because this was pretty cool to learn last year. You know, you really started getting into the modding of your car. You've had your car since new?
No, close. It's a 06, but I bought it in 2009.
Okay. Well, that's
pretty good. That's pretty good.
It had 32,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Bought it from the guy. Asked him, like, does it take premium fuel? Because back then, I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
But I knew that. He's like, no, you just put 87 in it. So that was a red flag. Like, crap.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, 32,000 miles is probably okay. Intercooler pump didn't work, but I didn't know about that forever.
Yeah.
Until the cores blew out, you know, and then that's when I really started diving into the car. Figuring out like all the problems and quirks. That's how I found you guys.
Yep.
Ordered the Stage 2 kit, and I just
was Stage 2 kit the first mod.
Yes, it was.
Ah, so what were you using the car for? Just a daily?
Yeah. Well, I had my Saturn SC2 at the time, so I was kind of going back and forth.
Oh my god! This all makes so much more sense now.
Then something happened to that. I'm not going to say what. That car died.
Oh.
And then the Cobalt became the daily for a while.
Yep.
And then I got another daily and kind of put that one back for the winter, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because the rocker's rusted out, and then he got to fix that.
So you went Stage 2 kit, what after that?
Everything else.
Yeah.
It just snowballed. I'm like, I think that
Well, it's the whole, while I'm here,
yep.
forced
I'm like,
upgrades.
I'm going to do a Stage 2. Well, first I found you guys, cause, and I'm like, oh, Grand Rapids. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'll support local, see what you guys got. A lot of cool stuff. Like, all right. And like, I think the Stage 2 will be perfect for me. That'll be enough.
Famous last words of everybody at this table, brother.
Yeah, no, then it was a, that was
That'll
like,
be
like
enough.
A front mount or a heat exchanger.
Yep.
And after that, it's like, oh, I should probably go a little bit smaller pulley.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, this is kind of maxed out. I think I'll do E85, go a little bit smaller, do a different exhaust. So then, and then turbo,
yeah.
and then brake car. Now it's going to be more
Well,
parts.
Then F40.
No, oh, then F40.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once this thing is back up, because had a bit of an unfortunate breakage, but as it happens, but F40... You're going air to air?
Yep.
Man,
that'll be huge.
That's it's a difficult one to do, but not difficult, just parts intensive. But it's a really cool one to do, and it really brings out what the LSJ is really good at.
Oh yeah.
You know, it really is like our we made the entry level kit to use all the stock components, all the so you don't have to do all this stuff, it keeps the cost down. Uh-huh. But there are upgrades. This air to air for a turbo car is absolutely enormous.
Yeah,
so
the entry level is great too. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy the difference?
Oh, it's.
I felt like the car lost like 500 pounds going from the M62 to the entry level kit with the turbo.
All you supercharged guys.
Load off of the car.
We're coming off your head. You know? All you supercharged guys.
You're talking,
it's wild.
You're driving another small engine with that supercharger off the engine. So
yeah.
As soon as you get it off there, it's so much less heat. And like the entry level kit, especially if you have full cooling mods, it does very well. I mean, talking, you know, mod for mod, small pulley M62 to an entry level car, you're already dropping, I don't know, 40, 50 degrees in IAT2s.
Yes.
On way more boost.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go air to air, and I just had a customer do this recently this week, and he put it on, and he's like, holy crap. I cannot believe. He went from, you know, 40 degrees above ambient to ambient on his
amazing.
IAT2s, which is killer.
That's super cool.
I feel like the 300 actually shows the difference in the blower and the turbo. Again, in all seriousness, I'm not knocking the M62 guys, but I think it's your car or a different, some very similar car that went supercharged to turbo on the same similar boost levels.
It was the Regal. The Regal went 2 seconds faster and picked up 10 mile an hour.
Yeah, just with, you know, similar
on boost the same level. Boost. Yeah,
yeah, like it just shows you how much power.
It's the same thing. It's
yeah.
you know, just like the LSJ. You're just like, I cannot even believe how happy and light on the feet this engine
feels like.
Yeah, it's just the
light on the feet, like the responsiveness. Even you know, a good blower car, you can blip the throttle real well, but you can really feel it as you start
you can
to build
tell
power.
It's just not working.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it's just happy all the time and right there,
just peppier and lighter.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is, and again, not again. I say it again. I'm not for the blower cars at all, but like on a big V8, people say, oh, I want all the download torque of the, you know, the blower and stuff like that. But guys, is really not how 4-cylinder blower cars work?
No,
not at all. Like, you don't get, you. It sounds like getting all the boost on it, but remember, it's a mechanical blower. Like, it will go up as you go in RPM. It's spinning faster, so.
Yeah,
you,
three podcasts ago, we ranted all about blowers and turbos, if you want to check
Oh, yeah,
out.
We can't do that. Yeah, street car takeover.
Are you driving back up next week?
Yes.
Hey.
What a man.
My man.
Well, guys, it was a little iffy there for a minute, because I thought I had something scheduled at the same time, so last minute, like 2 days ago, I was going to cancel, but then I had my dates all set up, so I'm like, all right,
Even better.
We're gonna make it. So even I think better. We're going to try to get a hotel again and go down there. That okay. was one last time.
It's going
to
be
well,
awesome.
Either way, if you don't want to get a hotel, we just camp at the track like a bunch of rednecks. So.
All right, well,
I will not
so,
be doing
someone's
that.
Someone's going to have to have my kids stay in their tent.
Then. Yeah. that was, don't put me in charge of kids.
Yeah, nope.
I was hoping to drive my car down there this year, but that yeah. didn't happen. That's okay. That'll be next year.
Yeah,
next year.
There's always next year.
Always next year. And car ain't going anywhere. Car ain't going anywhere, man.
No, I've, it's actually kind of nice that it's broken to address some other things.
Yeah, we yeah. saw you like the touching door. Up some interior stuff.
Yep, the blend door actuator that's broken on all of them. It's finally time to fix that thing after like, what, 8 years
oh,
or
yeah.
something?
Oh, yeah.
So it's finally getting in, and I enjoy working on it anyway.
Yeah.
Driving it's fun, but going through and just like getting it fixed and taking the time to do things that you want to do, I have no problem with it sitting there.
That right. That reset of like, okay, I can take a step back, because especially when the car is running well, you don't want to have it down
yeah.
to do those things. And then, you know, something happens, and while it may be, like, you have a great attitude about it, while it may be a step back, you're just like, okay, well, put it on the back burner, touch some little things that I didn't have time to before then, and
yeah.
really makes it an overall better car. And, man, when you get that thing back up.
Well, even like Zoom's Tesla right now, we're modding his, he has his Plaid, and then he bought a 2020 for many reasons that we can get into. We should have a whole podcast of why that Plaid, or why the older is better, but
yep.
we've been modding it top to bottom.
Zoom has been modding that thing. That thing was in the bay for like 3 weeks.
You know,
that was cool.
You're driving it to work, and you're like, man, I need to do this, I need to do that. And then when you're driving it to work that day, and you that's have it. All those things that's fixed. It makes it. All the nights of laying on your back in the garage worth it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, when it's just working well.
Shout out to Rob SS Turbo, man. What is up? Another LNF guy up in my chat, knowing LNF superiority. But Brad,
yeah.
but
sick HHR, by
yeah.
the way.
Yes.
Rob.
Dude, if you haven't seen his
I wish you were closer, because I would love to see that thing in person.
That is one of the only other cars, too, because he and I kind of do very similar things with the car. He has a Sidewinder kit on this car. He's going to big shows like Wreckfest and other things like that, race the car, shown the car. And his build is a very thorough build. I'm a little sad to ride with my Brom that I took out some nice brides, you know. Rob, you and I will have to talk and stuff about a few things, but, you know. Good to see you here. We're here with us, man. And, you know, everyone else, thank you guys for joining us as usual.
As always, Reed.
Oh, Reed?
I was just going to say, Reed, our fabricator. One of our fabricators is in the chat. He has, if you haven't seen, he has a Miata
with a
CBR, like, bike engine.
It revs real fast.
And it sounds like an F1 car, and it has a sequential, and
he can't go in reverse.
Well...
So it's running, like he's driving it around.
Yeah, it's here
it's
today.
Back,
oh, is it?
Yeah, you miss it. It's right. here
yeah,
today.
Well, so I got a few things to look at before
it's
I leave.
It's really clean.
It's so nice.
It looks like it was almost
Reed can build a Miata. Oh my God, I think it's so
oh, yeah,
cool.
I remember you guys kind of talked about that before.
I think he was saying that chassis only has like 40,000 miles on it.
Yeah. Preston, you are doing God's work. Continue on, sir.
Yeah. Shout out to Preston Hassaman.
Guys.
For him and his family owning probably the most platform cars out of anyone.
Let's name them real quick.
All right.
So he has Tim's old Sky.
Yep.
His LNF Sky. He has another Sky.
Uh-huh. Auto one.
Auto Sky. He has a 1.4 second-gen Cruze.
Yep, second-gen Cruze. My old base model Cobalt.
Yeah, your old base model.
His sister has another LNF Sky.
LNF's in the family, baby.
Second-gen Cruze.
I said that.
Oh. We're missing.
We're missing one.
We're either missing some or my family has more.
Preston, drop all your cars in the chat. We would,
yeah,
we would like
yeah,
to
just
know.
Yeah, give us a list. So, guys, let's get to the topic of what we're talking about. We're talking about street car takeover, which has quickly in the last few years, I would say the last 3 years, become probably the most popular event that ZCP is going to. Which is crazy to me because, again, I've been here since 2016, and it's never been super popular. Like, occasionally people go here and there, but lately... It's been a lot of fun.
You know, the first year I've been following Streetcar Takeover for years and never got to do it. And then we were here 1 year and we decided we were going to kind of commit to it and get a couple cars down there. We went down there and just felt the culture and stayed overnight and did tons of racing. And I for lack of better terms, just fell in love with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's easily now become just our main event of the year. Yeah. besides unless we host something ourselves. So the street card shout outs to Street Card Takeover guys, we're pumped to be back for the third year in a row.
Yeah.
And it's at our home track, 20 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Which you can't beat.
No.
And I mean
I've said this before, but really what makes the event is you go to the drag strip on a typical day and the crowd compared to what we do here is completely different.
Yeah. Doesn't jive.
Completely. It's old big block dudes and, you know, small tire guys and all of that. It's great to go to the track, but you don't get to vibe with the people that are doing what we're doing in other platforms.
Yeah. And this literally is what it is.
It's modern tuners.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm
cars
ready.
With titles and interiors just going fast. And
all right. Now see that. Ryan, you see how low that is? Ryan's ready to rant whenever you guys are ready for Ryan to rant.
What are you ranting about?
About what a street car is?
Yes.
What
a street
car is? I listened to that podcast on the way down.
Yes. Yeah. What a street. I will say. So last year, I don't know.
The lines are very gray.
There ain't no gray about it. There ain't no dang street cars.
The thing is, though, there's so many cars that go 140 plus mile an hour. It doesn't matter if you have an interior or not. Like, that's just a whole league of your own.
Yeah, it's just. So one car in particular, it's actually one of my favorite cars. So it's the Audi TTRS, the five cylinder that shows up. He's like worldwide. Nobody travels around on all the different street cars. And the thing runs like low nines to eights. But it's like street car. Boy.
Well, I mean, Justin Keith, one of the owners of the event, he has stretched the rules so far
that he
now just four-linked the back of his Nemo Camaro, I think, last year.
Yeah.
And he has a YouTube channel. I don't follow it closely, but he was laughing about how this is a street car, guys, because per the rules, the subframe bolts in.
Yeah.
And it's a full drop-in four-link for a fifth-gen Camaro. And that's it's like a 9-inch rear end and the whole deal. But because it bolts in,
it's a street car. But see, that is my complaint with so many things like the street outlaws. Oh, it's a street car. I can go out the trailer and go the 8th mile. Shut up. I want to fight you. Like, the whole spirit of a street car and street car takeover
is
car
drive to the event.
You drive
show there. Up, make passes, drive home.
Yes. One of the things I do like that they do, even though, again, still muddy waters, with certain classes.
Yeah.
You have to go. They make you drive your car.
Yeah,
on a street car.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I don't know if you saw that last year, Brad. But
well, I've heard you guys talking about it.
Like in a certain index class, I think it's a 9-second index class. You have to go. A
couple different.
Yeah, you have to go. Take your car out to the highway. Drive like 5 exits down.
Uh-huh.
Turn around and come back. Think of it to check without dying overheating.
What's super cool is the cars we're taking this year. We're like, we don't need a trailer.
Yeah.
Like. We don't need a trailer.
We honestly
so,
need
I mean,
more drivers
for
street our cars.
Car. Street car goes. Yeah. We're very in
street
car.
Street car.
Are going?
All right. Yeah. So,
that's what I want to know.
What we got on the docket right now is a lot of LTG. A lot of LTG.
Yeah, guys, LTG guys. We're actually kind of going hard with LTG stuff right now.
So we've got my Camaro, which right now is feeling really close to an 11-0 car.
It's real spicy.
Which is
take the clamps out,
fast.
My guy. Take the seat out, my guy. Take the dirt out, my guy.
I do need to
keep it a true street.
You know I'm right. Yeah. You know I'm right.
Take your golf shoes and vacuum it out.
Guys, when Tyler ran his 11-2, he had so much random BS in the back of the car. I'm like, Tyler.
I had old brake pads, and I was like, I don't even know what these are.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And he just left them in. My guy.
So, Tyler. My Camaro, we have one of our all-wheel drive ATSs with the Z57 full build, all that. That should go 11.5s. We have
Ryan's. Talking about the winter beater ATS?
The winter beater.
Our winter beater ATS is about to gap some fools,
the
boys.
The salvage title winter beater ATS.
The one is getting a paint bumper because the paint's peeling off that thing and we spray painted that thing.
We're literally talking about taking the ATS down. Our head mechanic Chris drives it all winter and just keeps it on the road for R&D parts. And he's talking about racing. I'm like, absolutely, let's do it. And we're looking at it, and I'm like, maybe we should paint that bumper.
It's
It is literally.
It looked like it had leprosy.
It's scraping off, yeah. And it's like blue underneath with
so
the primer.
So we walked to the body shop next door. I was like, hey, can you do me a solid? Get this done by like next Monday for like less than $500. She's like, I got you. So yeah, it's going to have a fresh bumper. So when it's doing, cool. When it's trying to pull a tire and off this off the line and getting that oh, shot,
got pulling the tire.
It'll look
we got spicy.
We got, you'd be surprised. It might.
It might.
We got some Mickeys.
So yeah, for we that have car. We have our drag pack laying around that we used to run on the Model 3. It's a 18x8.5 Enki RPF 1 with 245/40 Race Masters squared. So we're gonna be putting that on the all-wheel drive ATS.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's gonna cool. Do something.
Something is right.
It's so cool to see the cars going down the strip, like. I see the videos that you guys do and stuff and different videos online. Just doesn't do it justice.
Oh,
when you're standing like by the fence and they're ripping by. It's just the coolest
there thing. Is...
I do my best, Brad.
I get them, Brad.
Yeah, no.
We feel the same way.
Nothing compares.
Maybe because you can feel it, you know?
Like, yeah. Vibration.
You feel it.
I can feel the vibrations. It is part of it, though. Like
The whole experience of being here is
you're
part
up
of it.
At the line and... cars are doing burnouts and you know even if people aren't necessarily outwardly cheering you can feel the you know energy. Everybody's loving it yeah. The energy's good
you come and, back to the pits everybody's high fives and smiles
yeah checking it out
yeah you know. And you can walk around and see all these cars and but so we got
so what cars are we taking this
so year? We got Camaro winter beater ATS that'll go real fast hurt some feelings. Your ATS.
Yeah, I'm going to my, I'll be driving my ATS or actually, because I have two cars, oh my God, what a terrible world. I have two cars to take. I'm going to probably have Randy at least drive the car there.
Yep.
And then we'll see what it does. So it's ready to, if anyone wants to talk some stuff that they've been talking for years and not racing, not saying any names.
Wow.
Then they can come on and grab a lane with that car anytime with my full weight. Heavy.
You got to shift that one too.
Yeah, you got to shift it. You don't have to put your foot down to the ground. You know
that thing will slay in the rolls.
Oh yeah, it's gonna. We're you know.
So we got that one.
Yeah.
Matt may be bringing a certain Camaro.
A certain the only single digit Camaro in the world. Is that what you're talking about? That one?
Yeah, we got a certain Camaro, certainly refreshed.
Oh, more parts? Oh,
maybe a new turbo.
Maybe. And a brand new one? That's going to make some jam?
It's just going to...
What?
We're just going to floor it and
see what happens?
See if it, like, goes really fast.
Yeah.
You know? Matt was saying how nobody's even trapped 130, and we're going to try and maybe go for, you know, the 140s.
Yeah.
So we're skipping a whole 10?
Sorry for saying that, Matt. I know you're low-key and don't like this, but, you know.
No, we're putting it out there. Ryan D has had a good old-fashioned. The minute we're here right now.
It's... I was telling Ryan K earlier today, I don't know what it is. I do know what it is. It's the timing of the event. It's always beginning of June, which during the day it's really hot. So, you know, it
cools down.
You get your passes in and you feel the car out. Friday night.
That's the night.
At Streetcar Takeover has some of the best air in the entire year.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we went 10-9 in the Sonic. That's where we went 11-4-5, I don't know, in the Sonic.
Yeah.
Like, we've set multiple records that night. And every time, you're just hanging out, chilling with the bros, and then somebody goes, air's good.
Just inhales it.
Then you go out there.
All right, so we got the ATSs, the LTGs. So we got
four...
LTGs.
LTGs. We may have... a big turbo Cobalt or two.
Oh, you know, snow car is coming. Snow car is always there.
Yep.
Snow car is always there. But guys, so I got a new puppy. So depending on the time I have, that may decide whether I race or not. But snowball.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Do not grab a lane on the highway. If I see you on the highway, do not roll up because I got a real fast blowing turbo and I'm ready to make some people see my.
So it used to be the issue about your couch, and now it's Ryan's puppy. Is that what we're
doing? What is the couch?
Remember your couch issue?
No.
How it didn't come for like a year. People in the chat were always talking about it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, that couch did not come for a year.
I know. But now you got a puppy, so now that's the excuse.
Oh no, I'm still coming. Snow car gonna be there. So guys, you want to see snow car?
We absolutely will be at the Dragon this year. We don't miss the Dragon. We go every year, man.
Yeah. Past that, we've got one of our blower W bodies.
Yep.
Oh,
Snake.
Yep.
Who?
No, step on Snake.
No. Oh, Grimace.
Yeah, Grimace, the maroon GTP.
It's purple.
Yep, that's gonna be out there.
It purple.
It's not purple.
It purple.
Ryan's racing Grimace.
What other one coming?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Zoom's car coming out to gap some fool.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I just watched.
Yo, we're going to have all three red livery cars. Okay, just so that you know, Zoom decided on the red after I did. Red was my color. Dad took my color. I'm just saying.
His car was red, though.
Shut up, Tyler.
Yeah, I just washed 4 inches of dirt off of Zoom's car this year. Changing the oil, putting new plugs in it. It's getting our... I can say it. It's getting our new intercooler.
Woo!
The extra full stack.
Woo!
Talking about Big Daddy.
We're going to change it. I'm going to probably put some new gas in it and just just floor it.
cool
I'm going to try and, it's got the equalizer on it. I'm definitely going to take a lot of the exhaust off so you guys can hear that the whole way down the track. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, not sorry.
When is Tail of the Dragon?
Oh, we all go through different times of the year. So
yeah, we're
have
going
really
in August.
Yeah, I think we're going in August.
The return of Zoom's Grand Prix is right. Last time it was there,
it beat a Sonic.
Beat a Sonic.
Yep. Hey, Bo will never let you forget it either. He will never.
But now, it's not going to beat a Camaro.
Oh my God!
Now that's a lineup.
So
livery on livery.
Yep.
Cannibalism.
I'm not.
We going in?
He's probably right. But
lay over like that.
Well, he's probably right, but it's not going to be easy. I promise. Because I will say, as long as my little certain something comes through, Zoom's car is going to be there on a 15-inch wheel and a 26-inch slick.
Okay, so
which has never been done.
So since Bo is too scared to talk some stuff and get it popping, Tyler, what Bo said is. He gonna make sure that Camaro sees some 97 taillights. is what he's gonna say. He said you're gonna hear that blow whine going past that turbo Camaro.
No, you know Tyler's probably got
ain't
it in
no
the
way.
Bag.
Can you stop?
Ain't no way.
I want you to lay it on the table, my guy.
I gotta play it down so that when it happens, you know.
No,
this is every day.
You need to lay it on the table.
This is what it's like to work here.
Yeah.
So
talk that stuff, my guy.
100%. Tyler and I are going to race, and they're gonna go through the traps like this. It'll be Tyler and Zoom.
Tyler, you know what Tyler just said? He said,
"What was your mile an hour?"
122.
See, I don't know.
Yeah!
Zoom's has done 124. Ooh. Like high 124s on the street tires. So if we get the 60
that's on
foot
a street tire.
Yeah.
And it's going to have slicks on it.
That's what I mean.
Hey, boom.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait.
It's going to be fun to see how the cars go.
You're going to want the camera on.
Tyler said, I don't care if it's the CEO's car or not. He said it's going to be neck and neck. He said you forgot to add three cars. That's what Tyler just said. That's what he said.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be close.
Yeah.
You guys see, I'm trying to get some stuff started. And Bo's over here like, it's going to be a great time, bud. It's going to be, people going to have a good time. We're going to race. And we're not going to have any sort of race.
Donald Trump now?
Who made the old fashioned? Who did it?
Mike.
I have the greatest Grand Prix you've ever seen.
That is what Bo was doing. Bo, talk some stuff.
I just want to grab a couple of our listeners here are asking for details. Email us at customerservice@zzperformance.com.
Come on, guys.
Or just go to Google Streetcar Takeover Michigan. You'll find it.
You'll find it, guys.
You'll get the tickets. Give you all the details. Friday is roll racing, rolls into drags Friday night, best time.
If you guys see a guy with a mustache has 2-3 bags on it, he tries to sandbag like we can't hear it's a coyote with a blower or turbo on it.
Yeah.
He tries to be like, oh, it's a 2-3, shut up.
Yes, yeah, the event's next weekend. It's super cheap, super fun.
Yes, yeah, it's pretty
cheap. It's a lot of
if
value.
If you're in Michigan and
dollars.
Have nothing to do,
Coneball, Jeff Kish. Gordon.
Ooh. Oh,
Bill Kisses. He'll be there.
I saw him walk by last year. I didn't get a chance to say hi.
Bill will be there.
I'm going to go find him.
Yep.
He'll be there. You and Brad Keys hook up. It's going to be good.
Unfortunately, Bill's car won't be there.
Yeah.
Let's talk
about our customers real quick. I know Bill Kish is doing some crazy stuff right now.
Yeah, he's doing some super crazy stuff. Oh. One of the probably most killer transmissions built in the last 10 years for a 3800 and one of the most killer engines built.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
deadly. Spicy. It's gonna be deadly.
Country Cars, yes, Snowball will be there.
Bill has literally gone out and gone full kill mode on this Grand Prix of his, and anyway, he's picking up his transmission from Dave at Triple Edge on the way here in his trailer, and he's bringing up his dirt bike because he's going to ride the dirt bike track down the road.
Oh yeah.
He's going to swing through at Streetcar Takeover and camp with us, and so we'll be able to catch up
Mr.
with Bill.
Kish, it's going to be
drool over his transmission.
He's going to make us wait to see what he's putting together, huh?
Oh,
it's going to be rowdy. Dude,
it's going to be really rowdy.
We'll tell you about it. We don't know if you want us to sell it.
Yeah, I won't dive into it. Yeah.
Full build
exciting.
Blower 3800s.
I know. It could rival Zoom's car.
Yeah, it's going to totally be it.
Do you guys have one here with the equalizer on it?
Oh, yeah.
Zoom's car has an equalizer. I want to hear that before I go.
Oh, yeah. We
got
something fired up.
Yeah, we got three of them.
Everything has an equalizer now.
If you're not equalized, you're not here. Okay,
yeah.
That's just it.
There's no way you're going home.
Yeah, that too. I didn't make any promises to my wife.
Jeff Gordon, great to have you in the chat, brother. I want you to drive your car to the Dragon. Oh wait, you kind of cut it up, so it's not a street car no more.
Oh, it's a street car. He drives on the street. He sends
you know what?
Logs.
I'm talking stuff. That's true. I love you, Jeff. You know, I would love.
Totally
I would love.
Safeway, right?
Oh yeah, exactly.
One of my dream pictures would be me and Brad. I mean, me and Brad too. But me and Jeff going through the Dragon, two freaking tracked out freaking cobalt.
That would be cool. That would be really cool.
Liveried up. Yeah. Going through the Dragon.
You, Jeff, and then Rob.
Oh my God. Oh my good God.
Yep.
Which the Dragon just got repaved. It's going to be something.
I'm scared of Dragon.
It's going to be slippery.
Yeah, it's going to be real slippery. So hopefully, I think. By that time, hopefully it's good again. But
Brad, have you ever been to the Dragon? What's up, TJ?
No,
I see you in here, brother.
Brad, if you haven't been to
the
Dragon.
Hangovers and stuff, I should be able to manage.
In fact, yeah, don't even worry. Even a stock suspension, man. Like, the Dragon is a fun event that I suggest every car enthusiast do.
It's a ways away, right?
It's about 10 hours.
Yeah.
About 10 hours drive.
10 or 11. Yeah. From you, it's a little short.
Somebody might have to drive me there.
Yeah.
And then I'll take over when we get there.
So we got all ranting. Let me just finish up with we're taking Tim's ATSV as well. He'll probably just be He'll probably just be roll racing and show carring and stuff. But I think that's it.
But then outside of that, want to shout out Ross, one of our fabricators. He's going to bring his 2 Jay-Z swapped BMW.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It's cool.
Speaking of, shout out to Curtis, too. He's either bringing the Kappa down or the Purple Sonic. So
we got L&Fs every day, baby.
We had one a couple years ago with the slingshot there and everything that was pretty cool. I think we had five cars.
Yep.
But yeah, all
we got like 10 cars.
If it's got a ZZP wrap on it, it's basically going.
We're gonna be stacked. We're gonna have a compound. Brad's gonna be there. Bill's gonna be there. Hopefully, a couple more people in the chat are gonna be there because we love to have people out and hang out with us.
Yeah, if you want to see our cars and shoot the heck, we'll be there because.
What is that? Okay, I get it. We're not going to the demo. What?
Shoot the shit.
I can't do it with these guys.
Can't handle PG.
I can't. Oh my God.
Country Cars, my LSJ will not be there. That car is meant to turn corners, and nobody wants to hear a blower car going through the traps at 102 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I take care of
it. Hey, my car is a tourney car too, but we're going to go and see what happens or go on the show, whatever the five times.
Also, I still have an F-35.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't. So,
Brad, when you talk about building your car, do you have any purpose for the build or is it just kind of parts?
I want it to be strong enough to handle whatever I decide to do that day.
Okay.
But also drive on the street too.
You know what?
Just mostly street
car.
Just
wants to be fast and strong, reliable.
A jack of all trades cars.
Right, yeah.
Which that's a lot. I love those builds. You know, a car that can kind of do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, and just then have to do something super good, but just can have fun with it.
Well,
is good.
The not worrying. You know, some people say that, like, you shouldn't overbuild your car. But if you give it the best parts, then you can do whatever.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you could bring the streetcar next year. You could take it to the Dragon. You could drive it every day.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, like, I don't want to miss out on something because I'm not set up for it. Or I have to, like, I don't want to have to do it, like, last minute and screw something up or break something. I just have it ready.
Brad, let's talk about your car.
So maybe a tire swap just determines on what you're doing that
day. Yeah, something simple. Yeah.
Let's talk about your car. Tell people, tell everybody what you got. Like, give a short overall, you know, outline.
A lot of pieces right now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one bolt with a nut on it right now on that car.
Yeah.
But yeah. Sometimes so you gotta do that. I mean,
but it's
okay. You gotta touch all the bolts to know that they're tight.
There's no way you can go, you put that much aftermarket stuff on it, you know, push it and have something not go wrong.
Yeah.
So,
but see, I'll Brad, that's something that, like, you know, a lot of people do not understand. Like, people think, you know, I use the analogy of Need for Speed a lot. Like, people think that car is a Need for Speed. Like, I'll push this car, I'm gonna make a bunch of power, it'll last. But you're doubling the horsepower that this thing was engineered for.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize that sometimes stuff's going to happen.
You got to find the weakest thing and then fix it. And then find the next weakest thing and then fix it.
As Randy O'Brien says, and I've used it recently too, he calls it the fuse. Like, hey, what's the fuse? What's
going
to pop?
Yeah, what's going next?
Yeah, what is going next?
But Rob, you don't have Rob, you need to get an F40.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
That is not right.
There is no way.
Dude, okay, I'll give Rob something. He got some. His engine is fucking voodoo. Excuse my language, but Rob is doing. I see him videos doing anti-lag and all this other stuff. I don't know how the F-35 been break, and he has some other parts in there that I don't know how I've been breaking yet. But Rob is doing some good stuff. Again, one of the only other cars. I think he's actually the only other Ecotec in the nation that's placed at a national Wet Fest event.
Ah, okay.
So he and I are the only ones. So
it blows my mind seeing F-35s that do that well, because I think I bunny hopped mine once doing a stupid burnout and bearing went
crack. Yeah. We have a really good customer here in the parking lot right now who we did a 257 3 months ago, and I said, be careful in second.
Oh, yeah.
and he decided to floor it second.
And he's back, and it needs second. So, we're weighing the options. F-40 is the answer. Do it. Get it over with.
That made such a big difference.
Oh, my God.
Like, how about like just the six gear? Is the six gear not just worth it alone?
It's everything about it's better.
Yeah,
you can work on it.
Yeah,
the bolts.
You can actually take it apart.
Yeah,
so easy.
Yeah. Rob, when you're ready, we're driving it like it's glass. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Rob, when you're ready, dude, come to us. We are ready to help you put an F40 in that car, and then you'll be like, why didn't I do this 10 years ago?
Yeah, dude, if you're having a problem wrenching on it, if you're worried about wrenching on an F40, I don't know how much wrenching you do. I would love to have your HHR up here for an F40 swap, and we put it on our dyno.
I'm saying, Rob, that'd be a pretty cool video if that car was up here on the dyno. I think a certain panel HHR needs to come up to ZZP to make a visit. That's all I'm saying.
Six-speed action.
Paul Clark. Top mile per hour for roll racing is the Sonic.
I think it is right now.
It is the Sonic.
Yeah, last year it was a big laugh that the Sonic out mile an hour at Tim's ATSV.
Yeah. Oh, it's a rowdy car.
I don't know
car.
If that says good things or bad things year, about right?
No.
listen. Paul, for everyone who doesn't know, Paul has a 2JZ Sky because he blew up the greatest engine to ever live, the LNF, like a bunch of times. I don't know how he did it, but he blew it up a bunch.
He is the only guy that can blow up like four LNFs.
Yeah, I don't know, probably. But Paul is talking, because he got his 2J Sky, and he's kind of right now with us. I think his mile an hour is pretty high, so he's like, I'm going to bring this guy out there and gap some folks. But Paul, I'm giving you stuff, but we love your car.
So. Brad, the Sonic's not going this year, partly because...
We don't need to. We ain't got no competition. Well, we ain't got no 1.4 competition. Where the competition at for the 1.4? Oh, wait, it ain't there no more.
There is none.
It's just such a cool car, Seagull.
No, yeah, it's awesome. It's a great car. It's a lot of fun when things go right, but at the same time, it's a lot of stress.
Oh,
it's,
for sure.
I mean, it's a whole ordeal. You know, you got to make sure the car is ready. You got to make sure it's running well. You got to put it on the trailer, you got to take it off, you know, it's something that you have to constantly touch, which
it's a race car.
Yeah, going from a 17 second Sonic to a 10 second Sonic is a Grand Canyon size leap. So this year, the ability for me to put all my camping stuff in the Camaro drive it down in the morning and then air down the tires,
Tyler,
and
if
run
you if you go down the quarter mile with that camping stuff in your car, I will literally come and stone cold stunner you.
Maybe because I should start with that.
Because he will do that. He'll like forget. He'll forget it's in the back. So I like my camping, like my tent and my all my freaking pipes or whatever they're called.
The tender juicy. I am definitely racing Jake Starr, and I'm gonna meet him. So
he ain't coming.
We got a fleet of cars to race Jake Starr, but he has to show up first. And we're not going to talk about that. And then he'll watch his podcast and it's literally not worth our time. But like,
I would love for him to show up. I want anyone to show up.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, but the nice thing about racing the LTG Camaro is, you know, we're constantly progressing at ZZP. And 2 years ago, we were absolutely pushing the 1.4 market because that's where we were in development. And now we've got the development pretty dialed for the 1.4 market. So we've 100% just transitioned into this LTG market where we're going to absolutely dial that in too.
Yep.
And then you know what? As soon as the LTG, well, in my opinion, we're basically there almost after this summer. We'll be right into the ATSV, and you guys don't even know the ATSV stuff coming down the pipe. Yeah, we got
stuff coming.
You want to talk about single-digit cars, geez, that want to slap any street car in their face.
Yeah.
We got Vs coming down the pipe. But so we went 2 years of Sonic. We'll probably have 2 years of LTG, and then we're going to be right into ATSV, which I cannot wait for.
That's going to be nice.
We have two Vs sitting in the parking lot just waiting.
Yeah. Waiting to go.
And you know, so you know, it's just that we
Mike Johnson.
There's only so many guys here to do all these things, and you know, like we're all constantly overloaded with projects. So Tyler's bringing out the LTG this year, and it's been doing killer.
Oh my god!
So,
and it's
an off the shelf car that it's really every day.
Changed, like, you know, this last year I would say has really changed mine. But also everyone at ZZP's attitude towards LTGs.
Yeah, that Camaro is killer, man. Like, I drove it a year and a half ago. So Steve Hickman, our longtime employee, super good guy, done a lot for ZZ Performance over the years. He had a help me out, Ryan. What was that car? That Camaro.
18 SS. 2 SS. Oh, yeah.
The 18
2 18 SS. 2 SS.
Red
6,
line edition.
6.2.
8-speed. Yep.
8-speed LT1 car.
Yep.
Cam, full bolt-ons, E85, the full deal.
Yep.
I was privileged enough for whatever reason a couple summers ago to drive Tyler's home and his home. And I'm like, Steve, I hate to tell you, Tyler's car would walk all over your shit.
And it did.
As far as, we used to race Steve's Camaro a lot, and I think it used to run like 12 O's.
Yeah.
And then the first time to the track on the same tire, because we took Steve's drag pack, which is not an optimal drag pack. It's just what we have around, and put it on Tyler's car, and it went almost a full second faster.
Yeah.
And and I'm like, yeah, this fully engages what I felt on the street.
Yeah. It's so torquey. It, like, I mean, that thing makes 400 plus foot pounds and 450 wheel.
What's crazy is, like,
crazy.
Like, oh, it's. Like, Tyler's car and my car are the same, but my car is, like, you know, so as ZZP, we kind of do, like, 2 to 3 different types of builds, usually. We usually, for
on
every,
a platform,
or,
yeah.
On a platform. So for every market, we have a race car, we have a street fighter, and then we have, sometimes, you know, we kind of overlaps a little bit. We have kind of somewhere in between to show people what they can do. Like, and for the LTG cars, you know, we have two street fighter cars. That's me and Tyler's car. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a manual ATS that's, you know, no, for the ATS platform, show what it can do, show how quick it is and stuff. But it's a manual car, and our manual is very fun.
No, it's fun on the street.
Yeah, but like for times going fast, you know, sorry, Bo, these ain't 1465 boys. These are 8-speed, quick shifting, always in power band.
Yeah.
Like these things are, the game has changed.
Yeah.
The game has massively changed. And this kind of leads back into street car. Like they've changed the rules of what a street car is. Like, Brad, I don't know if you know, too, like, before to run, if you run it, what is it, anything past a 10-9, you have to have a cage in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But now, if it's a factory seatbelt car, over a certain amount, you don't have to have a cage anymore.
You can run, like,
wow.
I think it's
you can run, like, deep
40, 140?
2016, or 2014 or later. I think it's within 10 years.
Yeah.
You can run down to either 10-9 or 10-0, it might even be.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Factory seat belts, but that's just how crazy
cars
car development has come.
Look at the ATSV is my greatest example of that. With bolt-ons and tuning, you are deep tens.
That's crazy.
Deep tens. Like, I'm not talking 10-9 whatever. Like, Tim will run a 10-7 on street tires. You put slicks on the car, it's running 10-2, 10-3.
Yeah, 10-3 on a manual car.
On a manual
car. The autos go 9s.
Autos run
on factory turbos.
3,800 guys.
It doesn't make any sense. It's insane.
3,800 guys. I want to give you guys a great example. Matt's Grand Prix 8-second drag car cuts a 1.4 60-foot.
Which is nutty.
Which is crazy.
Front-wheel drive car.
Front-wheel drive car. A ATS-V on a stock Trans costs a 1/360 foot.
Yeah, 20 years of development.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Like, a car with bolt-ons and tuning can out 60 foot a dedicated drag car. Now, will it go as fast as a quarter mile? No.
No.
But it is out 60 footing a full-blown race car.
Yeah.
That shows how far, you know, and I talk about it too, like, not to go too deep in a streetcar versus race car thing, but I talk about it a lot. Like, 10 years ago, there was a gap you can close. Like, very easy. Like, was very easy to see a Honda with a 400 horsepower gap in a 700 horsepower, whatever, 600 horsepower, whatever.
V8s
of the day. A 300 with a turbo on it was unbeatable. Now, you got cars out of the box, 770, 780, doing 2 mods and making 900.
It is crazy to see, like, some of the older cars that are built up, you know, a lot of parts work into it out there.
And they get locked.
Cadillac comes up, it's like, all right, let's go. It just freaking rails it on.
BMW is my greatest example. I love them, but they hate me. Dodge has done
a killer job. It doesn't matter how much money you can spend. If you can spend $30,000, $40,000, $60,000, they have a drag car for you.
That'll
do the job.
Yeah. Well, guys, Matt is in the chat. Guys, our head. You know,
1/3/4.
1/3/4/64. That's essentially what a ATS-V will do. A 1/3/4 is like exactly what it does.
We will run one once.
Or just a drag pack.
That literally almost gives me chills, Matt.
Yeah.
We will run one once.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's not going to happen.
I saw a Cobalt go last year at the entire event.
Let's see.
We had a customer go. Was it a blower customer that went? I thought.
Last year?
I thought he did. Maybe Friday?
I don't remember.
I missed some of it, I guess. But
yeah, I don't know 100%. I thought there was a TVS customer car that went.
So that'd be kind of cool to see some of those this year.
Our fleet's a little weak for drag racing as far as Cobalts go right now.
I hope some show up, though. Like, I wanted to show up and try it this year.
Well, it's really tough. Especially the roll races.
Yeah.
The roll racing's fine.
Yeah.
The drag racing is tough.
No, I think I'd be terrible at it.
Yeah.
Like, launching and everything. That'd be so scary. It just feels so wrong to, like, just...
Yeah.
Personally, told me it was really hard to drag race a F-35 car.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
nah.
It'll be fine.
I made 2 passes in broken axle. I'm like, oh, this is really hard.
Yeah,
I bet it is.
I don't know what it is, really. For me, it is the lack of torque converter, so you don't have what gets you off line or any slip.
Yep,
it's just right there.
It just hits.
Yeah, it hits so hard, and as soon as you break traction,
that's it.
It just starts hopping, and you cannot stop it. And unless you absolutely just lift and batch the run, which is what you have to do, which is tough when you're up there and you're like, I just got to go. And, you know, you waited in line.
Yeah. But forget about a whole ton of stuff. You just got
to
get
there. If I were doing it again, maybe I'd try leaving in second. Ultimately, you need a 15 and a slick. But
that goes again. What's to, like, what is a street car? And what's it good for? What is a car made to do? The Cobalt was never engineered from GM to drag race.
No.
It literally was not made to drag. We are making these cars do what they should not do. That's why they're so good at rolls. That's why they're so good at road coursing. That's why they're so good at what they do. Yeah. But, like, drag racing is not what the F-35 and Cobalts were made for. Yeah. Not at all.
Roll racing would be a lot of fun.
Roll racing. Yeah. Cobalt's magic when it comes to roll racing. Those cars are way faster than they should be at cold racing. Ask me how. I know I've been doing it for, like, 10 years.
So Streetcar Takeover has a 40-mile-an-hour roll start speed.
Yep.
What gear would you be in your car?
Second. 100%.
Dude, you have to shift it so fast, though. But it's worth
it. Dude, I've been... I have not been doing this for 10 years. I've been doing it for 15 years. If there's one thing I know how to do... So what you do is... With Cobalts that are properly set up are really good at doing is... They spin and pull.
Yeah.
So you have to know... You have to... And it's not just a number. You have to feel it. You have to... When you get in there, you're spinning enough that you're still kind of pulling, but you're on the edge of it. You kind of lay into it.
As soon as it slows down, just throw it.
Not even there. There's like a 1 second before it starts slowing down that you no lift it, if you got it at 40. You no lift it in the third, and it just keeps going.
Well, it's weird that you say that, because that directly translates to
the Sonic.
Yeah.
That car, you have to feel it.
Like, yeah.
You know, we get into being car guys, and you're like, oh, yeah, you really got to feel it.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
Honestly, because you can't watch the tech.
Nope.
It's going to lag behind.
Yep.
But you get in that thing, and you nail the launch, and it spins. I mean, all the way pretty much through the 60-foot. And then as soon as it starts to nose back over, you have to shift.
Yeah.
And if you don't nail that,
then you, then the whole run's done. The whole run's done.
Well, and it's gripping and ripping.
Yeah. Yeah. And the, you know, one thing that I've learned is the limit of the tractive force on a slick is somewhere between 15 and 20% spin.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are like, oh yeah, my car dead hooks.
Lying.
That's actually worse,
yeah, worse
than it would be if it spins, because it gives you more time and yeah.
That's exactly how it is racing the 3800 too. You know, unfortunately, I'm always there on terrible tires, which I'm going to try and correct this year. God, I'm such an idiot.
Don't be hard on yourself, man.
But like when you you leave the line and you're riding that edge of traction, you grab second gear and you just pedal into it, and you know it's the pass before it's the pass.
Oh yeah.
And it's all about that.
And they're always
percentage.
Smooth.
Yeah.
They're always smooth.
It's just you have a feeling. And again, all the mini street racing, all the road racing I've done with that car over the years, people have started 40s too. And then there's a mind game of it too, because what's cool is, what I love about road racing, it's a little bit of a mind game. It's not, there's a little bit piece of it. Like, so.
I can just picture.
Oh my God. It's so good.
You know what's crazy is, you talk about that spinning. The last year at the Rolls, the Regal was spinning the 40 roll on the prep surface.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The Regal makes power at that, dude. It's perfect.
It was such a killer mile an hour for that trans and the gearing I had, that when I just whopped it, I'm like, the first time I did it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just broke my transmission. And I look at the scan, I was like, that was tire slip.
Yeah,
it was
tire slip, yeah. So,
spins and goes.
What's great is, too, what I like about streetcar, too, you can kind of dictate the mono a little better than you think you can. Because that guy next to you, he says 40 miles an hour, but you just inch it up to 45.
Well, yeah. Somebody leads. And
that's what I always used to do to Tyler, too. Just lead them hard.
Yeah, just
chase is a race, baby.
Exactly. Street racing or chase is a race, boys. You line it up. You kind of edge them to a little bit. Like, you make if you're
racing. The first 10 feet of the roll race at streetcar, you get out on that dude. And as long as you get out on him, like, let's say you're leading left lane leads. You just get out on him, and him just seeing you in front of him.
Oh, he panics.
Already panics him.
He panics.
So you just leave hard and then slowly, so that when you're at the line, it's even. But he's already so flustered seeing you in front of him that he's out of it.
Race, dude, people like to like dog on roll race and stuff like that. But, dude,
there's a strategy and there's a mind.
Sorry,
I just gave away mine. It's, I'm going to jump you at the line where it doesn't count.
Yeah.
We're going to still be at 40 at the line, but I'm going to be a car ahead of you until the line, and you're not going to like that.
Yeah.
And
you're going to freak out and not know what to do. There's a mind game behind the street racing aspect of it, too. Which is part of the fun of it. I love the mind game aspect of it. Like, in that specific instant.
And that's the kind of stuff that really encapsulates, like, the difference. Or not even the difference, but just, like, the amount of mental effort that goes into these racing strategies at all these events. And that's, you know, disappointed that your car isn't up this year, Brad. But, like, the first time you get out there. And you start doing this stuff, and
it's addictive.
You get
man.
Like three or four passes in, and you're like, "Oh no,
yeah,
oh, I did picture, something wrong."
I can just picture forgetting to do everything with hers.
Oh yeah,
like looking around.
Dude,
what's
that,
going on?
The thing about it, you know, let's. Brad, that's fun, a real though.
Thing. Oh, it's
sounds like a blast.
Like
we got to get you out here next year. Yeah. Plan on bringing that thing out. For
yeah,
the
yeah, I'm gonna try
I don't
not
even
to.
Care.
What is cool about that too? Like, do a racing situation, whether it be a street, drag race, everything, there is a big like anxiety heart. You know,
there is
a huge part of that goes into it, because your heart's racing. You know, you see the people, you want to make a good show out, but then you gotta push all that out of your mind. You can't hit your rev limiter. You can't do this. For how experienced I am in doing it, I still do it. Like, I'm like, okay, I hit the rev limiter.
It's a big panic box.
Absolutely.
100%. It's literally why we do it, though. That
it gives you
rush.
That rush. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still get that little bit of rush just flooring the car down
by
the
yourself
road
on a back road. Yeah.
You know, you get it to a good spot. Like, ooh, I got to realize I was that excited. That's fun.
It's a thrill.
Like on your setup, because same thing that Bo and I had on our Ion, the top of second.
Woo!
just spins. Ooh. And then it finally starts hits to
that
hook.
Good spot.
Yeah. Well, he was, and then he shifts.
Brad was super smart and did the F-40 before he needed a...
Yeah. Before you guys broke like three somewhere. F-35s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting a hint in the F-35 after that. And when I would slow down and make like a wah-wah-wah sound, I'm like, I'm just going to replace it.
Yeah.
So how much boost have you been running in your G54 at?
24.
Yep. Ooh, that thing is spicy. That thing is. Don't turn it one more dial.
It was doing just fine.
So no, it's absolutely true though. It is doing just fine. Man, if you touched our old Ion over 20, it would kill an F-35.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep. Well, that thing was so light, and it found the first fuse.
22 was real good. Like tune wise, engine wise, absolutely happy. But like
transmission wise,
you'd have a transmission for 2 weeks.
That is what happened to it.
So guys, too.
If you got the entry level kit, 18 psi.
Lovely.
Yeah, that was probably 20.
20 is fine.
Don't ask me because I'll put you at 22.
I don't know what JPL is asking about gear. Zoom's car has a 329, or sorry, 369.
That's what gear you were started in, I guess. I think second.
Oh, absolutely. First all the time.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
it only has four.
Yeah, four. You're right. I forget.
They're long as heck.
Brett, how important is a wideband for remote tuning? We can do it without it. However, if you get our AEM OBD2 wideband on Sonics or on the LTG, magic.
Yeah. And Tyler and I appreciate it, too, on LSJs and 3800s.
Well, sure.
100%. Yeah. Narrowband tuning, we can do it. It's great. We've done it for a long time. But if you have a wideband,
great.
Let us know. Give it, you know, even as simple as like hey, it was 11.4 during the poll or whatever it may be. Let us know that information. Or if you don't buy the Pro Link and tie it into HP tuners, which is fine. You know, it's extra money. We don't expect you.
No.
Yeah.
It's, Brad's a good customer. That's
right. Atta boy, dude.
No, I did the opposite. I didn't do the fancy one.
Oh, yeah.
He's still a good customer.
He's still a good customer.
Yeah.
You just tell him what you see.
I'm a moderate customer.
Yeah, just tell me what you see.
Chris Fox. Sorry. Wrong. 1.4 is not crap. You just gotta replace all the stuff that doesn't suck on him, that sucks on them, but you know.
Chris, has your car run a 10.9?
Oh, 1.4 half.
Curious.
I like how that's the sentence.
Yep. Yeah. 1.4 are crap.
Yeah. Wrong.
But no, a video of a wideband is invaluable. Like,
yeah. So, I don't even need a video anymore. I'm just like, tell me what you see after it clicks third.
Yep.
So I want to talk about like, especially get Brad involved in this too. Let's talk about the non-racing aspect of streetcar real quick.
Ooh,
like,
okay.
The food trucks, the community, all the good stuff, the cars. You're like, let's talk about that kind of stuff.
So,
like, Brad, like, give us your, like...
There's some good ones, some bad ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some are underwhelming, I guess, but some are fun to go to. But it's a good time to see what people have.
Yeah.
It's good to get to know people. I met some really cool people at some of these meets and see them around town.
Talk to other car people. Yeah. Just because you have a different car doesn't mean you can't appreciate the same stuff.
It's intimidating, though, which I would like to express that to all our customers, including you last year when you came up. You know, don't be intimidated. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. I know. I felt kind of bad. Like, do you guys want me back here? What do I do?
Yes.
You guys are all super
legitimate.
Nice.
Yes.
You're like, come on back. And I'm like,
come talk to us.
Like, what can I look at? What can I touch?
Everything.
This is like, everything's super powerful and shiny. What do I do? Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I like going to events and stuff. Yeah, meeting people. I love talking to people online.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of Facebook people from the groups.
Yeah.
On the Cobalt groups.
Yeah.
You know, getting parts, just helping with stuff that I've learned from mainly you guys. Spreading all that information.
I wish Brad was around in like the CED Cobalt
days. Ooh.
So Brad, so we had
like
a nationwide,
2014.
Oh.
Like
yeah.
Car meet at Crate Engine Depot.
Oh. Okay.
There was like 500 nationwide Cobalt.
Jeez.
There.
Oh yeah,
it like was
mega.
It was called the CD Mega Meet, and my God, you would have been having a field day.
Yeah,
we
have like
California,
and people set up. There were vendors, you know, like it was, you know, you look back at like old Nopi National, photos, and it was similar.
Yeah,
and it was only Delta Chassis cars.
It was great, man.
Which was crazy.
I'd be there for way too long.
Oh man!
Oh
dude.
My gosh! There, yeah,
because at that time it was CobaltSS.net. You meet the people that have behind all the usernames. You see the crazy cars and all the build threads and all. It was a thing.
Yeah,
man. Especially just like being so into Cobalt students to see so many in a row. I could just
all day,
Mike just said it best. Unfortunately, today he goes, no, just wait until you get home and take a photo and say, who owned this car?
Yeah.
Just go find the dude who owns the car and talk to him and meet him. And it's just...
Like, there's one guy that lives near me. by Breckenridge, another one down by Detroit. We still talk. We hang out. Like,
yeah.
Play video games, do car stuff, go to
Dude, beats, you meet some of your best friends.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, I didn't know Tyler. I just knew GB Runner. I'm like, oh, this kid with the base model. Now I'm Mr. LNF guy. I'm making almost proud of anybody. I'm like, who's GB Runner guy? He messed me one day. We've been talking and stuff, so I knew of Tyler. And then one day he showed up at ZP. I'm like, Kyla, I know Tyler. He's good.
Yeah.
He'll be here. And I look at this guy now.
Here I am. 6 years later. Same thing. Like, I've met so many people through this car community, this weird, odd, what the heck are we doing with GM four-cylinder community? Like, that we've, A, either hired Randy.
Yeah.
I mean, we all knew Randy. Not all of us, but many of us knew Randy. And then we have another new hire coming soon. Who I met 8 years ago, like just literally, like
I knew about him the old day, and his car. Like it's one of those things. I'm a little the person is probably watching, but never meet your heroes. So I'm like, I know that car, and then I saw it in person. Stop it! Why did you do that to that car? Make it better.
No, it's always been that big.
That's just all about it. It's just all about the passion, man. You got the passion, just follow it. You know, you've done a great job doing that at home.
And that's what we really appreciate about you, Brad. Like, not to toot your horn, but like,
don't make me blush in here.
Right, you're already blushing. It's so freaking hot in here. But you're the guy who goes on and gives people the information they need.
Yep.
You're
trying to help,
You're not gatekeeping. You're not doing anything like. And the thing about it is like, and again, also not to make it, but it's like, you're such a positive person. Even if there's an issue, say, hey guys, I'm having an issue. Look at this. Like, we know you're not out angry.
Blaming.
Yeah. There's an issue. And we know the passion is there. And that's for all of our customers. Yeah, we know the passion is there.
It's easy to see people who will take these weird cars that we work on and elevate them to another. And it's small things, like I was saying. You know, you're giving the people the right information, you're helping people out. That's what we love to see, and that's why we brought you here. Like,
it's cool to see those people, like I said, in person too. You know, meet them. There's been several that I've had problems that I've met and talked with online. Like, I still see people to this day with their Laminova cores blowing out. They think their head gasket blew out.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, no, just wait. Like, this is an easy fix. In fact, one guy, I just built him an intake manifold and shipped it to Georgia.
Because
he didn't know what was going on, and I happened to find
it. That's the kind of stuff, like, because a lot of people, either on Facebook and stuff, that social media is a whole other thing about make people harder than they think they need to be. But then they meet us in person, like, oh, wow, you guys are really cool. But, like, again, like, if they don't come to us, too, we have good people out there in the community that want to see this community prosper, which is super cool. I do want to grab Xavier Delgado. We don't, but that's a good idea. We should have an option, little bit of an upcharge.
Well, we have brand new F40s on the site.
We do have brand new F40s. That's what I'm saying.
LSDs. So,
Man, that sounds familiar. Xavier Delgado.
Yeah.
I think that's 3800.
Maybe. Well, I'm saying that. Yeah, they're not G6 F40s. So, guys.
But Xavier, if you want that done, just email us and we'll.
It's funny you bring up the Laminova core install. Before we came up with the podcast, we were talking to a customer about rebuilding an intake for them. We have knowledgeable people here, and we have an hourly shop rate. If you need something done like that, shoot an email to customer service, and we can work through those kinds of things. As far as if you want to buy an F40 from us and the LSD have it installed, we have an hourly labor rate that we can charge you and just ship it to you. It's not a big deal.
Just because it's not on the website doesn't mean that we can't do it. Now, we cannot do everything, obviously.
We can't manually swap your 3800 because it's not on the website. Yeah.
But, you know, stuff like that, things that
are within reason, you know, we got these.
We can talk to people, meet
a modular hub on
a snout.
A snout.
Easy.
You know, we do it for the M90s. If you want it done on your M62, email us. We'll do it.
Yeah, that's something we can definitely do. Granted, I will say a caveat. It depends on how busy we are. We're real busy right now, guys. But either way, it's something, you know, we can absolutely look at. You know, then we can say, hey, buy both parts, pay, you know, 1-2 hours labor, whatever it costs.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
I think that's what kind of inspired me too back when I first found out about you guys. It's the videos you guys make and like that. Like, yeah, we could like do things for you that other companies wouldn't do. It's like, this is what we sell. That's what you get. But you guys are like, yeah, you know, we can do that for you. We understand.
Yeah.
Like, you're always helping on the weekends. Like, I feel bad for bugging you guys all the time,
brother. Crap on brother, again, I feel bad
because I don't respond fast.
No, but like, that's an example for everybody, and that's what I'm like. I think that same way, and that's what inspired me to try to, you know, contribute to the community.
When
as well.
when it's a positive email, I kind of see it. I was like, what's Brad need? It's okay. Yeah. Hey, quick answer. You know,
I love
emails. What does he still need?
I absolutely appreciate some post floating around Facebook that is like a hot question, and then I go to click on it, and Brad's already in there. I'm like,
oh, it's
man.
Great.
My
it's
man.
Amazing.
Yes.
It's already the person like I used to get or mention to my wife, like, stop texting your phone or watching a movie. Now I'm on Facebook, like, oh, what do you, yeah, I know what that
is. Yeah. I totally get that.
I'm talking about F-35 intermediate shaft bearings. All right.
Stop it. You better not be on Marketplace.
Babe, it's Friday night. Just leave me alone. I'm talking about cars.
Pretty much.
This guy needs help.
Guys, I'm sorry. I got to be that guy. It is 5:05.
Oops. 505.
So unfortunately got to cut it short. So we got to do our usual thing. Mr. Cobb, what are we doing this weekend? Oh, man.
You really had to start.
I know. I did this for an intentional purpose.
You know what I'm doing.
I know. That's what we got
to
do.
We're going to Silver Lake Sand Dunes this weekend.
Bo got himself a rig.
Bo got himself a unit.
It's my new home away from home. You know, I just full too many hobbies. Street cars, snowmobiles, dune toys. Yup, we're here. We're doing it.
Guys, Bo.
Thanks, Michigan.
Bo got this thing. If you start rolling down the street, you'd be like, what in the tarnation is this? And it is sitting up like 8 inches up. It's high. Yeah, I'm looking up like this on all my cars.
I need a stepladder to get into this thing.
You got
to
post pictures.
It's here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to see it. This thing is a unit. He bought on some guy.
So, yeah, long story short, 99 Yukon, square body Yukon. Dude did an LS 6 liter 4L80 14 bolt rear end full swap dune toy. He couldn't get it running for 2 years. I picked it up 2 weeks ago for cheap. That's Reed's car.
That's
Reed's
Miata.
That's Miata.
Okay, I thought it was a bike. Yep,
it is.
Picked it up 2 weeks ago. It's running. I drove it to work 4 days this week. We're driving it to the dunes this weekend. So.
There it is.
Yeah, I'll be at Good Silver Lake. Tyler.
I am full white people this weekend. Going to a golf outing next.
Oh my god!
Tomorrow,
par five,
and then I have to mow the lawn. I hate that I have to do it so often.
Man,
yes, I know it's weird. It's horrible.
That's literally what I'm going home to do tonight.
But take Camaro home. Tire hit it. Two days ago.
Tyler, I've been telling Tyler for 2 years to put the lip back on his car, and he did. First day off, hits tire.
Yep. Sorry, I gotta tell Reed not to leave yet. We gotta see that.
Car, I will not be home on time.
But hanging out, nothing big. What do you got, Brad?
Oh, same. I gotta mow some grass. Yep. But tomorrow, Cara's friend's coming over. Nice. Gonna do the brakes on her Jeep.
Okay.
Then do some car stuff on my car later.
Nice.
I don't know what I'm doing Sunday.
What's hot and heavy on the Cobalt right now?
Okay, so the other day,
I love it.
There was a mouse died in it because it's been sitting there. Unfortunately.
Oh no!
What?
Yeah. So
it hasn't been that long.
I know, but it's in my pole barn, and that's where they dwell. Yeah. So, anyways, looking for that stupid thing, you know, clean it all out. Decided to rip out the entire interior. Everything's out of the car, so it's literally a car with just its back wheels on, which are coming off because I got to do the bushings on the back rear room anyway.
Whew. My man.
So I got so many things to dive into. I'm finding every little thing inside there that's not perfect. I'm going to fix it.
I hear you're possibly dyeing your carpet too.
Then I might be dyeing some carpet.
I'm about it.
Or
no,
different carpet.
Different color interior carpet.
I got two sets of L&F seats. I got to pick which one I like better.
Ooh.
Did you hear what he said?
What colors?
Black. Both black.
Oh, they're both black.
Yeah, they're both black. But some are a little bit better than the others.
Did you hear what he said? L&F seats. He didn't say LSJ seats.
Yeah, the LSJ leather seats I do not like.
Oh, those are great.
L&F seat upgrades killer.
Yep.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Tyler has some of
these. It says SS.
They look better, but the leather is hot in the summer. It's cold in the winter. Yeah. They're uncomfortable.
But also, they're
better than their bolstering.
Cars. Yeah, they don't bolster. Like, the LSJ seats don't bolster. They slide around.
Yeah.
So I got lots of stuff. Oh, I'm going to try to find that stupid blend door actuator, fix that. That's on my list.
Dude, you got some stuff to do this week.
Yeah, and it all started because I painted that dash thing too, and I was going to put that in there. And
by the way,
it led all into that.
That looks good.
That looks
like
I thought it was kind of a cool idea that I saw, and I'm like, I'm going to try that. And I'm like, okay, I'll see if I like it.
I'm a big proponent of, I believe Corbon 300, Sonic guys, I'm kind of calling you guys out. Y'all, if just because it's plastic doesn't mean it needs to be painted. Because y'all, if y'all can take plastic off, y'all paint that stuff, it looks like terrible. It's like clown throw up in there. Sorry, calling people out. But if done in the right amounts,
yeah,
it's perfect. Like, nice. Brad took the bezel apart, didn't paint the whole thing. It's painted some of the bezel. Under. Yeah, just like painted some nice.
I did find on a side note that I like the G5 black cloth doors.
They are, yeah, that's a killer.
That's what I have in my car.
Yeah,
I really just happened to find like this really clean one at the salvage yard when I was pulling parts off of Cobalt, and I'm like, I like those better.
It just makes sense, you know.
Yeah, they're
you get the fabric going.
Yeah, they're not hot, you know, when the sun's beating on it.
Yeah,
like leather is, or whatever you call the vinyl.
Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed. Fake leather. That's why I did. I rock Alcantara with mine.
Oh, Ryan,
I want to go back and get that carpet.
Sorry. No, you're fine. I am. I got to fix some underglow in my car this weekend. So as long as this weather stays nice. I scraped coming out, and I kind of ripped some underglow out.
Oh,
hey, it's fine. So right now, it's an inline one, so only half the car's underglow comes on. It's great. So I already have a replacement, so I just need to put it off and just plug it in and put it back up there. So
park
it's
next to a building, right? Have it showing on the
outside. Yeah, exactly.
How did you ruin your underglow?
Dude, that was the first day, and I came out. So it's a science project to get out of my driveway. I got to get to the middle. Get right to the street and then hard turn full lock so it like tripods. So if I don't do that, it rips off stuff in the front. So yep. I did that this time. I have the replacement already. I got to do that. I'm kind of deciding. I think I'm going to risk it for the biscuit. I have a heads up display on my ATS. I'm going to take that apart and send that back to the guy that doesn't do the heads up display one. That means car's going to be down for a little bit. I have to ship it out Monday. So I'm alone. It's real nerve wracking. I'll go see if my Sonic is up right now.
Maybe you should do that next Monday.
I probably should do that next
Monday. Yeah, do it next Monday.
Okay, I'll do that next Monday. So anyway, that's all I'm doing this weekend. Unfortunately, no D&D, but fun stuff and cooking good breakfast. Good food.
Excellent. Oh, hash browns.
Same.
Every day I got some hash brown
patties. I'm going to be cooking on the Blackstone at Silver Lake.
Can I come? Better.
No Not shoes on, dude. Heaven.
Dude. Nothing better if, than a misty if, morning. If I come in there, you'll take me for a ride, yeah?
Absolutely. Freaking lootly, dude.
Don't tell me. I might come up.
We're gonna be doing wheelies in the Yukon.
You might. You might see. I will be pushing the ATS up there, trying to get through sand. Like, bro, take me for a ride.
You just gotta start fast enough, right?
Yeah.
Then just skip across.
There's also a killer Craig's Cruisers track up there that we can go time for time on.
Oh,
that is true.
Yeah. My man.
I see a battle going on.
Outdoor here. Craig's Cruisers track. I'm always in.
Yep.
My man. All right.
Anyway.
Boys and girls, thank you guys for showing up. I'm the host now. Forget Tyler. Thank y'all for showing up,
Brad,
today.
Brad, you know how to close it. Close it for us.
Close it for us, Brad.
See y'all on Fortnite.
My man! Look at that! Thanks for coming, guys. We'll see you next time.